Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone who is here today realizes that we are now living in the fulfillment of prophecy.
Right.
We have come to hear and to see the greatest and the wisest and most fearless black man in America today.
Right.
Gentlemen, it's your host J. Stephen Williams, aka The Real, and you're tuned into The Real for Real Radio. Pardon my voice, somehow or another, I done caught a damn change in the season's cold. But tonight's show is the aftermath. Basically, the question tonight is, how long after a so-called breakup do you wait to move on? And also, is revenge sex really a bad thing? Also got another segment that I'm calling, oh, I'm on that shit. You'll find out what that is later on tonight. We'll also be talking about the show that took place this Saturday and a couple of events that's coming up. But as you know, I got to do what I do. So I got to play my song. Tonight's song is interesting. You know, sometimes you listen to songs and you ain't hearing a minute, and they just get you going crazy. So that happened with me. So tonight it's Boot Camp Click with Le Fleur, Le Fleur, and Scotia. Shout out to Sean Price, R.I.P., The Real For Real Radio.
Yes. The name of this shit here is Le Fleur, Le Fleur, and Scotia.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
See how the Delta be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Vibes land from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and
y'all.
Your chest, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Like a rumba, serene, gun clap a number. One on the set, man, I cut you like lumber. Still play the back in my thunder gear. Down to my underwear. Make all your motherfuckers wonder where I come from. Cause motherfuck Dapper Dan. I'm a gun clapper fan. Plus I run rappers mad. Fat Five, Mad Live, blow up the spot. Drew High gets the paper. Black Moon still gets the prize.
Hey, yo, next to snap a neck, be big R.O.C. Case and MC's to me and squad to three. Stay rocking this monster as he for really can be. See him in action as he transform that man's me. Enemies ain't caught him, ain't a welcome back in my home. Knots get blown like quarter slots and pay phones. Phone home or return like Jedi. I bet I can without lie if your stupid ass surrender.
Man, I like niggas who can't see past a little bit of light. You come test a champion, you're gonna die tonight. And 6 feet deep is where you sleep. Eternally resting in peace, you felt relief. Now big up to all my true heads in the east. Stalking the block, not leaving a house without the gas. You best to believe that Fat Five got my back.
Like that.
I control the masses with metaphors that's massive. Don't ask if this nigga ruck or bash it like Cassius. I'm drastic. When it comes to verbs, I be slipping. Cause herbs just be shitting off the words I be kicking. I scold you, double-headed sword for the petty, but I told you, bitch niggas that heads ain't ready, now I mold you, back to the bitch that you are, fucking with the ruckus, get bruised, battered, and scarred.
Guess who, pump and chump, your brain just blew, it's the original gun clapper too, rushing through, three on three, you can't see we, cause we stay tight, and not too many niggas wanna fight, this nigga wear a nigga in the cypher of the camp, just got amped, so I took him out for a dance. Bigger triggers falling down like the bridges of London, but ain't too many niggas
yes,
running.
Yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
OCC held the Delta be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Fox land from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Your chest, y'all.
Best,
ayo, why, yo, why did I need cappuccino? Scar on my face, but I'm not Al Pacino.
Or three amigos.
Bosky and Dutch with ring, more drama than what?
A prime time NBC TV show. Heads don't know when damn show ain't ready.
Nah.
Niggas walk the streets with more boots. Betty.
Shit, they get heavy.
Back up a tree, now surrender. My pawn hit your mind, mix torches like a blender.
Then a dish off from a shooting yard to a center. Like Rockefeller, you hit rock bottom when you enter.
OGC rush the scene, permission for backup.
Yeah.
Faithful back attack, like Drizzy Bulls at
Actor.
Punks and backstep, Petro. Go ditto. Packed up his mouth with all this nigga, let's
get
go.
Get that girl with you, Duke, who's screwed. I blew through. Two crews who claim they got funk may be true, cause they
everybody
do.
Everybody afraid, ain't nobody yapping no more. I've ever done on your click, so y'all niggas hit the floor with that mouth murdering. You got that ass in hot water. Now I just ordered centipedes to your headquarters to take away your strike.
Right.
Fucked up tonight. You don't do right, you gon' get dead despite.
Right.
My click foundation stays thick through the war. I'm keeping my eye out for infiltrators at the door.
It's a shame how these MCs are wannabes. Front on knees and get hung up like dungarees.
Please.
Ease up, select, I strangle, wreck you. Plus, possesses on whoever passes through my sector.
So, what you gonna do when you're stuck at 32? Degrees, please, get off your knees and follow these.
Now, swallow these.
Buck shots from the rifle, then I will make niggas beat it and scream like Michael.
So, how many corny MC gonna try? I'm a strength, set shit off like the 4th of July.
Nobody.
Why?
Cause everybody, his body's my brother. I smother a nigga, then the ruck bounce like rubber.
Step to the stage, set the microphone on fire. Yo, desire to call me sire. Cause I'm flyer,
live like wire.
Beats from the east, who is he? When I roar like a grizzly, they say damn, he is busy.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
See, help the Delta be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five plan from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
And your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Best, y'all.
1, 2, 3, rock and rock, be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five plan from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and
y'all.
And rock your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Best, y'all.
Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all.
gentlemen, you tuned in to The Real For Real with your host, Jason Williams, a.k.a. The Real. And that was Le Fleur Escorcha. If you know anything about Brooklyn rappers, then Boot Camp Click, I think that was like the 90s. You know, they had a couple of hits. You know, it consisted of Helter Skelter, which was Ruckin' Rock, Rockin', and I believe, Ruck Rock, that was Helter Skelter. Then it was the Fab Five. It was just a whole bunch of, you know, niggas who got together and made songs, and that was one of their hits, and I definitely loved it. So, you know, Throwback Thursday. I figured I'd throw it on. Why not? So tonight's topic. Well, before we get into tonight's topic, let me give you the rundown, the lowdown on the hoedown that was the True Speakers Project. So last Saturday, Untamed Talent, in conjunction with 100,000 Poets for Change, did another installment of the True Speakers Project, and this open mic is dedicated to people who, you know, it's not about any of that cute poetry. It's not about erotic poetry. It's about, you know, poetry and with something to say about the times and, or, you know, a certain opinion on something or, you know, the ugly truth about yourself. And the beautiful thing was we had all of that take place. Shout out to everybody who showed up and everybody who spit. Shout out to She Diva. Shout out to Unique. Shout out to Gila Soul. Shout out to The Truth. Shout out to everybody from Untamed Talent. Shout out to our special host, Chance, who was in rare form that night. Because as he said, fuck everybody, he made his friends in high school. Yeah. The end of the night was a beautiful thing. And shout out to Black Cat LES, because the show was so well and the show was so dope. It looked like this might be our home for a little bit because we've been invited back to do another show, which is definitely great. Especially being this was the very first show that they had at Black Cat LES, the first poetry event they had. So shout out to Untamed Talent and 100,000 Poets for Change for bringing real poetry to the Low East Side once again. Okay, so what's coming up? Saturday, November 21st. Untamed Talent brings you That's What She Said. And this is our open mic that's open, that's dedicated and is dedicated to and for women. So it's basically all female performers, except for your host and maybe a special guest performer, which we're working on right now. Well, we're not working on it. We got it locked in. I just can't say nothing yet. But your host for the evening will be the one, the only, the phenom they call Distinguished. Yeah, and this will be going on Saturday, November 21st, the week before Thanksgiving, at, once again, the Black Cat LES, located in the Low East Side of Manhattan, 172 Rivington Street. You take the J or the M train to Essex or the F train to Delancey. Anybody interested in signing up for that, you have to be a female. Please be a female. And I'm sorry, I got to be me. No transgender. I'm sorry, this is not that show. Nah, we don't do that. So if you were born female, please, you know, come through. Some people might get mad at that, but hey, it is what it is. Okay, so next Saturday, October 10th, is the anniversary of the Million Man March. It's also, it's been titled Justice or Else, and it's taking place in D.C. For anybody who wanted to make it and couldn't make it for whatever reason, I will be doing something. I'm not making the announcement now. I will make the announcement Sunday. So if you want to know exactly what I'll be doing and how you can be a part of it, make sure you go to the website, www.weareuntamedtalent.com. Look on the events page because that's where it will be posted Sunday at 1 p.m. So with that said, let me punch in my co-host and let's get this show popping. First off, also on Big Mama. Hey, 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 what's going on now?
What's popping, Untamed.
Untamed, how you feeling?
I'm good, I'm feeling like you right about now. This damn weather is just changing up my lifestyle, like, son. Like, ain't nobody supposed to be sneezing and coughing and sniggling, joints hurting and stuff. I'm like, come on, that got me feeling like I'm 80. God.
Man, listen, I don't
know.
Sitting
here waiting
why, like,
for the hurricane to roll through.
No, you know, it's a black hurricane, so he gonna be late. You know, he's gonna
you
be
know,
late.
Who the hell names this damn hurricane? I just want to know. Like, we done had Sandy. Like, they was like, let the nigga pick this one. Like, was it like the only black man? I got it. I'm going to name this one.
I think they name him according to who's president.
You stupid.
No, seriously, if you think about it, when Bush was the president, you know, any storm or tropical, whatever, had an old name like Gertrude, and Ingrid. When Clinton was the president, you know, they had, you know, more up-to-date names. But now with Obama, we get, what is it, Daquan? Is that it?
I'm saying, we had Sandy. I'm telling you, it's like, yo, since the black president, we had a black president, and it was like, yo, let the black man name this one.
I'm glad they didn't name it something like Diamond or Destiny. I'm glad of that. Thank God of that.
I really thought it was going to be Hurricane Ray Ray. It was my playmate cousin. Hurricane Ray Ray took out Eden Wall Projects. That nigga jealous.
Hurricane T-T&M. So that's one big hurricane and like five little tropical storms. Just tearing shit up.
Oh, wait. Hurricane Medea. She ain't taking no shit. All
right. So let me get your input, your feeling, your feedback on Saturday. And like to say congratulations. You know, enjoyed the performance. It was dope. Anybody want to catch the performances? The highlights is definitely up. Once again, you can catch that on the website, www.untamedtalent.com. But, AF, yeah, your insight on the show.
I felt it was energetic. It was fly. It was, as the kids say, it was on fleek.
No. It was not on fleek. It was not runny shit. Our show was not runny shit. It was not loose doo-doo.
That's not what we mean it for, okay? That's your old man. Don't be doing that.
Okay.
But you too old for that. Stop. Anyways, but no. It felt great to be back up on what we do. The energy was live. You know, had me sitting up there on my throne the whole night, like, yo, just chilling. I'm like an everybody picture.
Mm-hmm.
You can get rid of me. I'm like, hey.
You definitely bombed everybody.
Hell yeah, and I would dare the motherfucker to say anything. And I'm telling you, I'm checking pictures. If my ass ain't in it and y'all done cut me out and cropped, I'm coming for you. Trust me. And that goes for the truth because I know her ass over there cropping shit. But we'll talk about that when she get on because I know she did. Anyhow.
I'm about to punch her in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me punch her in.
Well, her glitter wearing ass.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh, Lord.
Proper my ass.
Yeah, you know, she got a, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth. Hood evening.
Good evening.
How was school?
Good evening. School was interesting.
Uh-oh. Why are you talking like I owe you money? I know I don't. I check my receipt.
I know damn sure I owe her money. I haven't put a status about her up in about 4 days, so I'm good with her.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Who you want to murder? I need to put the bomb squad out on her block. Something ain't right.
It's not like she murdered them already and she just mopping up the blood. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, Truth was also in the building. She was one of our special feature performers Saturday night, and she did an awesome job, round two. She even ducked and dodged a poetic stalker, which we're going to talk about at another show. So, Truth, how did you feel about Saturday?
I'm unfocused right now.
Uh-oh.
I was just strolling through Facebook while, you know, we doing a radio show or whatever. And I come across this thing that somebody must have liked, a like page or whatever, and it's called MC War. And it says, attention all hip-hop heads. Loaded Lux will be officially hosting the Keith Murray and Fredro Star Battle this Sunday, October the 4th at Milk River in Brooklyn.
I'm going to be nauseous.
Right, that's like my Force Some Fantasy. That's like my Force Some Fantasy.
Are you serious?
I love all the
I know you like Lux. I know that you like Lux. Keith Murray?
Have you seen him lately?
I haven't seen him
lately.
It's the most
beautiful thing in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's not a beautiful thing in the world anymore. He kind of looks like he looks like Casey's brother right now.
Oh God, I gotta Google him because it.
Yes.
It's a mental thing with him. His words. His
okay.
philosophy. Yeah.
Right.
Uh huh.
Okay,
it
and now Fredro saw.
Physically sexual. Yeah.
Now Fredro.
From Onyx.
Right.
Yeah. The pretty one. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Wow, I'm just scared. I'm scared.
Because
that's going to be a horrible, that's going to be a horrible battle, and that's a horrible host.
Who's a horrible host?
I would rather watch him battle one of them than watch him host.
Who's a horrible host?
Lux.
You didn't say that.
And I'm slipping.
You know how you know how I feel about Lux.
And I was a fan of Lux too, but after this last battle, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Y'all hate
did,
but anyway.
No, I'm not hating. He just did a lot of unlux things in that last
battle.
Like what? All right. If you ever followed Lux from the beginning, I'm talking about before Smack had a beard. Yeah, okay. Well, you stalked him.
Okay.
You know, right. He got right at the battle. There was no gimmicks. There was no props. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
He got at you. And when he got at you, he actually said something. Like, he said some shit that when you listen, you went, what the fuck? Oh, shit. It's not the same now. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
Right, but if you notice, I mean, sometimes you need to stick to your original, but then sometimes
mm-hmm.
you reinvent yourself. And if you notice, he may have reinvented himself because everybody's doing what he does. You understand? And the reason why
right.
I say that, and I say that he's a genius and he reinvented himself, if you followed him, and I hope you didn't stalk him, from when he first was doing stuff before Smack had a beard and Smack had a little balls or whatever, because I'm going to get into that later. If you followed him, when Lux came out, what was his attire?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, he wore regular Lux shit.
Right. When he first started out, he wore a hoodie.
Right.
So on this last battle, he came out in a hoodie. Then he went to what he did next, was pull up the hoodie and had on his suit jacket with the button-up dress shirt.
Right.
Then he took
right.
that
and
went to his...
He had on the outfit that he...
His rich
right. boy... Right, he had on the outfit... Right, the outfit he had on versus Calico. The outfit he had on versus Calo.
And then he took that off and had on his signature shit, which is, this is me, I have arrived, you're going to get this work.
Uh-huh.
Nobody paid to see, everybody listened to that, and nobody paid attention. The reason why
I paid attention to that, but here's the thing.
The reason why I like him is because
mm-hmm.
everybody looking for ball, and I believe he has ball. What people don't realize, they always say he's preaching. He will put you down to lift you up. Like he would, like a psychiatrist, they would decipher what's going on and what do you say it? How do you say it? When you in the lab and you got to take the animal apart. What is it called?
Dissect.
I think it starts with dissect. He will dissect your life for you from the very beginning to where you at now, eat you up, spit you out, and make you a whole new person. And nobody, that's why he's more of a personal battle rapper.
Okay.
I see that with him. There's
okay.
no round
now,
one battle rap. I mean, round one personal, next round something. It's all personal with him because basically, it's not even he's putting you down. He's telling you about you and then lifting you up in his last, in round three. This is what I get
right.
from him.
Okay.
And that formula
worked like a charm against Calico beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work against Hollow. Damn sure did not work against Mook. And
see, that's the battle
I've
seen everybody telling me about that battle, but I haven't
Total
seen that
Slaughter.
One.
It's on YouTube. Total Slaughter. Yo, he took a lyrical ass whooping to Mook. Why? Because once again, he's bringing props. He's bringing gimmicks. Because I think what happens is I think he tries to make it a little bit more personal when it's Harlem rappers. Because, in Harlem, it was the whole thing about who is the best battle rapper in Harlem. So...
Right.
He got to go up against Rex. He got to go up against Mook, and then Clips when Clips came home. So when he battles them, he tries to make it a little bit more personal. He tried it with Mook, and it did not work. Please, when you get a chance, watch that battle. And in my personal opinion, in my personal opinion, with Charlie Clips, he tried to do it to rattle Charlie, and that's why he kept making mention about his pops and the fuck boy shit they did with the flipping of the coin and all that. It's to get, because he knows that Charlie is not good when he's mad. And that's why I couldn't give it to him. Plus, I'm listening to what he's saying, and I'm like, it's not punching. Like, I watched Lux really sun niggas, lyrically. Mm-hmm. He didn't sun Charlie. He didn't. It was like a stepfather trying to sun a 19-year-old boy. And it's like, nigga, who the fuck you talking to? Charlie put the beats on his ass round one and two. I give Clips beyond a shadow of a doubt round three. He shook Charlie to the core with round three. But Charlie is known for not having a third round.
Right, I was already say that.
Yeah, he's known for choking. He's known for not having a third round. So, you know, it's like, once again, it's like you're trying to diss somebody who knows that they're ugly, so nothing you say hurts their feelings. You'd be like, you fucking mud duck. Yeah, I know, quack, quack, nigga. It was that kind of shit. So, I don't know. But I hope you make it to Milk River Sunday.
Right, without the police escorting.
Yeah, without anybody grabbing you up before you get close to it. And I don't want to see a video on the news of them pulling you off and you screaming, oh, I was just trying to give him this work because he's going to get this work.
Right. You know he's going to get this work.
Yeah, oh, you're going to get this work. Beloved.
No, you're going to get this work.
And
come
you're flipping. Fabulous, yes, yes.
Fabulous, yes. But anyway.
Okay, so. Right.
It was inspirational. It was invigorating. I had the time of my life. Right. I'm using big words. I just came from school tonight. It changed me. At one point, I thought I was lost, but poetry found me, and I haven't been the same since, you know, my performance.
Uh oh. Is that because of your poetic stalker? Or is that because of the extras that was going on in there that you caught and so eloquently dealt with?
Well, you know I peep everything. You know, I people call it the peripheral. I call it my parent eye because, you know, you're a parent. You can see shit 8 blocks away from out the corner of your eye without even looking, turning your head. So, you know, the shit I peep, you know, I mean, that... It just gave me a whole new outlook on, you know, people and, you know, how they move. And what, you know, I'm a good judge of character. And like I told you, I believe in energy. And I can tell from when I first meet you, regardless of what anybody tells me about you, if I'm going to fuck with you or not. And certain people's energy, I already knew, you know, they look like they're full of shit. So I'm just going to, you know, not even, you know, entertain that or whatever. So, I mean, basically that, but that didn't deteriorate. That's another big word I'm using. My mood,
bam, bam.
Yeah. That didn't deteriorate my mood. I mean, the show was dope, and
I gotta especially shout her out. I want to wait till both y'all was online to shout her out because I know one of y'all know her, and shout out to the white girl with the black people poetry.
Oh,
yeah.
I invited her.
Hello.
That was Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I invited Jacqueline. Because Jacqueline actually did a poem. I think you heard it when we was at Curtis event called Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And she had went to with us to Rackers Island to perform with the kids or whatever. And I really think that, you know, She's a wigger. She was one of the dope poets. All her poems is about the struggle. I don't know if she had a black friend that she struggled or with, you know,
or she was just with the struggle herself.
Right, but
she wasn't with no goddamn struggle.
Why she couldn't be through the struggle?
Stop, seriously, you look like you ain't had that one white friend that lived in the project next door to you. Stop.
They're only black people in the projects.
Unless the black people around her were her case studies, she was too
Exactly.
She was hungry.
She was, she had two endeavors, and everything. Exactly what the struggle was. You know, she in her poem, she discussed it word for word, play by play. If you close your eyes, you thought that was Shaniqua from the fifth floor or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was Miss Jones, a goddamn ACS worker, running down a motherfucking report that the little fucking kid gave her. Listen,
she sounded like Titiana from the 14th floor next to her with her only black auntie.
Right.
Okay.
She was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
shout out to Brother Ali. Yeah. All
right.
So.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Please forgive me for what I'm about to do. I still don't know what the hell he meant by that. I was scared to death for about an hour until I saw him grab a Jello shot. Then he sat down. I said, okay, that Jello shot's going to calm him right down.
Right.
All
right.
So tonight's topic, ladies. Question.
Mm-hmm.
You with someone, and let's put some time on it. Let's not make it a little 3 months, 6 months. Let's say you was with somebody 2 years. I think 2 years is long enough to finally meet who the person is. The representative usually quit within the first year and a half. So here we go. 2 years you with them.
Mm-hmm.
Break up. How long do you wait before you move on?
Okay, is it a breakup, or is one of them breakup to make up?
Nah, this is a fuck you, it's over, you blocked on all social media.
What do you mean move on, start dating somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to break up to do that?
I was getting ready to say, because 9 out of 10 times, if this is a total fuck you, then I was already dating somebody. It's just about somebody telling somebody else that I was. Fuck out of here.
I mean,
okay, so when do you make the announcement? Okay, so when do you make the
announcement?
Okay. So when do you make the announcement?
I guess when he see me in the mall shopping.
I guess when you get caught.
Exactly, when he see me at dinner.
And dude can't pass off for your cousin.
Because
oh
he met everybody in your family.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Listen, let me point somebody in his bar. Hopefully help me out. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I'm with you, Truth.
Hello.
What's up, guys? What's up with Truth? What's up, Real? What's going
on?
What happened to All Flowing? Nobody ever says hi to All Flowing.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Hello, All Flowing. How are you?
I just
know them, too. That's all.
You need to get to know me too, because I've been a host for quite some time now.
Did you just really do the? I'm fine. Oh my God! All right.
You're kind of good.
That's all that she. I'm fine. Right. You did all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
So ladies and gentlemen,
was funny about the. Yeah, because it's true with women. They move on and they don't tell you, and then they'll tell you. Then
right.
You'll find out from their homegirl. Oh, she been fucking with Joey for like 6 months now.
And y'all only broke up 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
or you see her and she's pregnant and she's like, she's 6 months. Y'all just broke up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. And then y'all get mad at men when we cheat, but we come back. Like when
exactly.
Y'all cheat, they don't come back.
No, but yo, Kev, listen. Things are really changing. I saw a post that was up by a female that said, let him cheat in peace if you don't plan on leaving.
Yes, I'm the one who put it up. Yes, I did. If you ain't going to do nothing about it, let him do it.
Okay,
right,
so what's
put
the
it
issue
up.
With that post?
Exactly, and I gave it to all my female friends and told them to put it up too.
It's not an issue, Truth. It's just shocking.
No, because at the end of the day, if you're not going to leave, if you're not going to cut him, if you're not going to dislocate a shoulder or something, shut the fuck up and let the side bitch have her shit.
I mean, that's like, I understand that post. That's like, you driving with your man, you find bobby pins, you ain't got no hair. You find in the car. You wear a size 38 in panties. You find find condoms in the car, and y'all been fucking raw since you met him on the first night. But you want to go to Maury to find out if he's cheating. And then when you find out he's cheating, you running backstage going, I don't believe you. How could you? The bitch that he was fucking done left you a scavenger hunt to let you know at the end of the rainbow is her.
Okay, can we discuss that, like, why do women... why do women be leaving everything?
But wait, hold on. Can we please not use Maury? I think Maury is the worst example because those niggas are the dumbest niggas on planet Earth. These niggas, none of them ever look like you can look at them and say, yeah, he got mad chicks hollering at him. And you got a chick in this room that's doing everything but giving you the ass, and you falling for it. How long more we been doing this shit? And you ain't catch on yet. Come on, man. Listen. Nah, don't
you?
No,
I
want to
know
please.
What I was asking. What I was asking for is why don't you be leaving like mad evidence? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you have to let the
if
next
chick
know
if a chick is leaving
mad
evidence, it's because she wants to get caught. Because a real woman who's cheating is never going to get caught because she knows what she's doing. So if you're catching shit, that bitch is trying to let you know so that you ease your way the fuck up out of it. She's trying very hard not to hurt your feelings.
Who are you talking about, the side chick or the main chick?
The side chick.
Well, both leave evidence. Tell you the truth.
Well, I believe the side chick leaves evidence that, you know, for the main chick to find out because she wants the dude. She's not going to be woman enough to go tell the chick, I'm fucking your man, because that's going to end her in his relationship.
Especially and now the main woman who's cheating.
If the chick knows that he's in a relationship, he already established, when, however she found out, if he came out and told her from the beginning, or she found out, you know, from hearsay or whatever, he already established, okay, you know what it is, it's on you to do what you're going to do. If the broad decides to stay, now she's mad because now she knows, now she's putting two and two together and it's adding up. Nigga can't be with me on holidays, or he's, you know, leaving at a certain time. Just certain things not adding up. So now she's going to do little slick shit either by herself or through friends to get that female's attention. You understand? That way when the main chick goes back and questions her man about cheating, she can't 100% say the bitch approached me because the chick is not going to approach her because she don't want their relationship to mess up. So this is why she leaves little scavenger hunts to let her know that her man is, you know, that your man is cheating on you with her.
Now, the main chick, if she's leaving evidence around, she's doing it because she's set up for your shit and she wants you to know she's cheating. Because she's been doing it for quite some time and evidently you're not catching on, you're not leaving, you're not doing whatever, and she's tired of the bullshit. Otherwise than that, you ain't going to never know. There was once a man who was married for 38 years and a woman was cheating for 40. Trust me, they're just that good.
Okay. They had a question on the news. I think it was the news. And the question was, who gets caught? No, it was on the radio. Who gets caught cheating, men or women? Who gets caught more? And automatically I said men because, one, we're dumb.
Hell yeah, stupid as fuck.
Two, we don't pay the cutoff. I said we're dumb.
No, what was
the question? The
question
was,
who gets caught cheating more, men or women?
Oh, the men.
Of course, because they're dumb as fuck.
Right, because we're dumb and also because...
Slow down. Some men are dumb. Most men are dumb, not all.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Like I said in the book, let me rephrase it. There's two types of men in the world. There's the simple... And there's the simply stupid. The simply stupid, if he cheats, he's going to come home with the condoms still on his dick. The simple man, if he cheats.
That's a premeditated
fuck. Right. If the simple man, if he cheats, he'll probably come home with the condom wrapper in his pocket. Either one is
that's
not thorough
right.
enough versus a female. When a female cheats, she covers all bases. She even covers the reason why she is taking a change of clothes Guys don't do that.
Guys don't do that.
Everyone on her team knows the lie. Everyone knows their story. They know their position.
Everybody
knows
their social
media. If you say A, B, and C, because this is how this nigga thinks, here's your answer. And most of them are going to give you the answer that we hate the most. You was with her? That's what she said. Where y'all went? Wherever she said we went. What the fuck? That's how you serious. So they have a better union because their lives come with a 5-year warranty until the end of the relationship.
And y'all tend to forget, y'all the men tend to forget to call Tom until after you tell the lie.
Right.
And we'd already called over Tom and already knew you were lying.
Right. Right. Yeah. And another thing is, this is the key thing why I think men get caught more than women, or easier, or quicker, or whatever. Women handle pressure a lot better. A woman can be in a room with three dudes that she's fucking.
Yeah, because hold up.
Her heart rate is gonna rise.
And the reason why, you know why? Because men won't tell. Another man, I won't walk up to you and be like, yo, son, I'm hitting her. And I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she tells me I'm dealing with somebody else, if I'm hitting it, I'm not walking up to the dude in the room, yo, I'm hitting her. Yo, I want you to stop hitting her. You know what I'm saying? Men don't do that. Now, women,
but also, but also because women have, they have this Jedi mind trick shit that they do. I've seen it done. I've had it done on me. I know that this shit works. Well, they'll say some shit like, well, if that's what you want to believe, then fine. And for some reason, you could have walked in and caught dude hip deep in your woman. Depending on how she says that, you like, maybe he was just giving her a Swedish massage or something. I don't know what it is. And if they top off with head, nigga, it's a wrap. We have a caller online. I'm gonna punch them in, and then after they give us our input, I'm gonna introduce the next segment to the show, which is a new segment, which I think is gonna be fun. Okay, last four digits is 3566. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, it's China.
Hi, China.
Hi, China.
Oh,
hi, China.
This is asthma.
Yeah, that's asthma.
Oh.
Okay, how you guys are doing?
How are you?
I'm very good.
I'm fine. So, I only got like a little bit of the topic, which is, I guess, to differentiate why men cheat or why women cheat or who's better at what. Is that right?
Well, actually, the original question is, how long should you wait? How long should someone wait to move on after a breakup?
It really depends on the level of the breakup and the reasons why. I, for one, have zero tolerance for the bullshit. Life is too short for me to deal with the bullshit, so I move on rather quickly.
Now, what do you call quickly? Like
the day before, she moves on the day before she breaks up.
If I get wind of a situation that I need to dismiss myself from, I get wind of that rather early. So before he could even come and tell me anything, I already took care of business, so I'm good to go. The breakup is not as hard.
Okay. What did we say?
My thing is the disloyalty, because I take loyalty like to the heart. And if at some point in time where you become disloyal, meaning the lies and just deception and stuff like that, then although I'm prepared for it, you just might, shit might get physical.
What do you mean it might get physical? Hey, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it really depends on how a female feels about you. Because if a female feels deeply about you, and that would be me, I might bust your kneecaps open. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
Okay, you do know that.
I mean,
wait, you do know that October is national.
So I can't do that no more. But I understand.
Wait, this is the Messy Baller one. I cannot endorse that.
Right.
I mean, you don't really have to, but I mean, for the most part, every female is an individual, and every female rises to occasions differently. And depending on the mood I'm in, I might cause physical harm depending on how much I cared about you. But if I didn't really care about you, I could just dismiss you. It's rather easy.
So you got a big bail fund that you keep on the side?
Say it again?
You have a big bail fund that you keep on the side?
No, because the thing is that the trick to this is that nobody's going to tell on me.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
You see how that goes?
With my partner, I know facts on facts. He's not saying nothing. His mother's not saying nothing. He don't have no sisters. His brother ain't saying nothing. So he already know if he's his lawyer, he's just gonna have to deal with the limp.
We'll say a prayer for him tonight.
You know, but I mean, you know, it's always fun.
I'm sorry. I'm mad calm with it.
It's always fun. No. I'll break his motherfucking neck and kick him in the throat and spit in his face. Nobody's going to know. But it's all fun.
For me, it's all about breaking that swag. You understand what I'm saying? You got to break that stride and that step. For some reason, they think their dick is down to the floor. You got to break something to knock down their confidence, because if you're not a confident stand-up man and you got to limp, you're not going to be as confident to do certain shit. You got to think twice, because you're going to think people are going to judge you.
Listen, if I sit down to the floor, I can walk with a limp.
Just sit down to the floor, you walking by yourself. Just know that shit.
But you're not going to get the same level. Like, say, any man that walks with confidence walks straight up. Now, when you walk with a limp, you're second-guessing on who's watching you, right?
Listen,
you're thinking about the people that's watching you, because they might judge you.
Listen, my nickname is going to be Goldie after that. You heard me? You figured that one out.
I can't fuck with these people in this room. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. It's just obvious reasons. Men have... They have their ways, but their ways are not always the most intelligent ways, and they also have ego issues and things like that.
Okay.
They don't like to admit to it, and they're also very emotional creatures. They just don't admit to it.
China?
Like I said,
yeah.
My shit's down
the floor. Wait, hold on. I just want to give out a disclaimer. The views of China as far as domestic violence is all China. AF may punch a nigga in the throat on occasion and smack a nigga in the back of the head, but I'm not doing no serious damage, okay?
All right, okay, so let's switch lanes just a little bit. Let's get out of the violent mode.
I'm serious. I'm ready to go put out my social media.
I don't necessarily kick into that, because you have to do your measurements. You have to figure out if that person is worth that level. And the majority of the time, they're not worth that level. A lot of the time, men are temporary situations. They're not permanent. And if a female considers every single dude as a permanent situation, that means that she didn't have a father, because that means she's clinging on to something.
Okay, I'm going to say this much, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to speak for a large percentage of men. I don't condone hitting women at all, no level. However,
thank God.
There is nothing on this earth that I can do that should merit you putting your hands on me. So, no, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. Moving right along. and I'm going to put it on Worldstar myself.
Wait. That last speech you just gave, Martin, was that your proclamation that you don't participate in domestic violence? Because I heard a tad bit anger in your voice when you said that.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't believe in domestic violence, but I do believe in self-defense.
Okay. But you know what?
That's what you want to call it.
Huh?
Okay,
yeah. We had a lot of noise going on.
All right.
So we only got 9 minutes left. I want to introduce this segment. Truth, I need you for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called I'm On That Bullshit. We are going to prank call somebody. and trying to think who gives a shit. So truth.
So truth.
We are prank calling. My brother.
My brother.
The goal. The you goal. Got his number.
At a game that
he emceed at.
And you trying to come through.
Ready?
Ready?
True.
Oh shit!
I think I muted her. Hello.
Son of a
bitch. Poor nigga.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. My fault.
Ain't nobody replying back. I'm trying to look stupid.
Oh shit! All right.
He
I'm
just prank called this.
All right, here we go. Cause
okay.
We gotta have one last thing.
No,
all right, ready?
Again. Wait, all right.
You
said he did. Go ahead.
You met him at a game that he emceed. He wasn't playing. That he emceed.
He emceed
in Lower East Side.
A football game.
Right. Basketball.
Football game.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Right. Jesus.
And what's his name?
Slim.
Okay, because I don't want to call him one of the old school names, and then he really
exactly.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So his name is Slim, and the thing is that you're trying to set up to see if maybe y'all could go out for lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Let's get it. It ain't working. He not even answering the phone.
Right.
Oh, well.
Okay, you one of those kind of niggas.
Who?
You.
What you mean?
Let the phone ring.
Oh, no, I'm done. It ain't work. Hello, we'll try it next week. I'll move somebody else.
Hang the phone up, nigga. It's still ringing.
I did. Y'all know, it's Blog Talk. It moves slow.
Nigga, we on his voicemail saying, yeah, we're going to call that nigga next week.
Like, yo,
hello.
Wow, yeah, that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Okay. Yeah, he should be calling me tomorrow. Yo, son, that was you? Nah, it wasn't me. What number was that? All right, so we got 5 minutes left. Real quick, even though I think I already know the answer coming from everybody that's online.
You always think you're psychic.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I know
fuck
my people.
Fuck it, on his second sister.
Well, I know my people. Here we go. Is revenge sex wrong?
Only if it's whack.
If it's whack.
Oh, my God. Who are you getting revenge on?
I'm like, if you don't bust a nut or something, I don't think you should have did it.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are you getting revenge on?
Wow.
Your boo cheated.
This nigga got me on block again?
You should have put yourself on mute.
My mic off.
Ain't nobody set your mic off.
We can hear you. Maybe you shut yourself off.
I said.
And we said the person that you're dating that cheated on you.
I just been in the defense mode. I'm looking for trouble.
Yeah,
I got to see with your post today.
Oh, you should see her post every day. She due for me to put a status up about her.
Whatever. I don't think it's wrong. I mean, how is it
why
being
not?
Revenge if the
why
person
not?
Doesn't know? It depends on who you do it with.
See, that's the question.
Okay.
That's the question. That's
right.
The question.
True that.
Who you
do
it with?
That's some fucked up shit.
If you do it with
wait, what? If you do it what?
If you go sleep with his daddy, that's some fucked up shit. You in the fucking old folks home getting it on with grandpa just to get revenge? That's some real fucked up shit.
But think about it. Think about it. That would probably be the best revenge other than fucking his mother.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I'm saying, if he do some wrong shit and you come walking out the room with his mother and you're like, all right, baby, I'll see you tomorrow, that nigga's going to smoke crack right then and there. I promise you that.
Oh, what's that? If you slip his grandfather over Viagra so that you can get that shit popping.
I think
now, that's
more.
Some bullshit.
That's not crack. That's like 3 years of therapy.
That's like 3 years of therapy, crack, and some K2. The bad K2.
No, you know what?
I'm popping Molly.
No, look. All that shit y'all talking is crazy. That's that shit. You can go out here and commit a murder, and your lawyer can get you off. Your Honor, he was beyond mentally unstable. Imagine your girlfriend fucking your father. Dismissed.
I think it's also the who you do it with.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Because I mean,
if you don't come,
what type of revenge? Because if you're doing it to get back at somebody, but they don't know that you're doing it, then it's not really. You mean it's your
revenge.
Secret, but they don't know. Because revenge is always
right.
Hurt someone, but they have to know exactly that it's going down.
Okay, so is it revenge sex if you so-called accidentally recorded it with your phone and sent it to him?
That's not revenge sex. That's killing a nigga in his sleep sex.
That's premeditated. You getting your ass whooped.
Exactly. That's jail time sex. You might as well just fuck around and just say you go in the hospital sex. That's ICU visitation sex.
Oh God.
I say revenge is you throw a nigga out, fuck another guy the same night, bring him over, don't give him all his clothes when you threw him out, and have that nigga wash him with his rag and videotape that and him putting his clean drawers on while he's in your house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so
that still might be a little ICU type visiting sex too. I'm trying to figure out a way not to end up in the hospital, and y'all niggas ain't giving it up.
Wow. Because the moral of the story
I see IVs and fucking morphine pills. What the type of shit y'all talking about?
Because the moral of the story is revenge sex with the wrong motherfucker will get you hurt.
Yes. Exactly.
A lot of
especially
therapy.
If you record that shit.
Wait, a lot of therapy.
Actually get who hurt?
What?
Somebody going to get hurt.
If you have sex with somebody else and send that shit, somebody can get somebody's door down. Now, Truth might kill the motherfucker before he kill her, so that might he might be the one in ICU.
That's all bringing back flashbacks.
Oh, God. All right. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say thank you very much to everybody who called in.
You're a glitter queen. Don't get your tutu and your flip-flops. I'm done.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am cutting everybody's mic. This is it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for calling in. Thank you to my co-host, The Truth. And also on Big Mama, shout out to Kev, shout out to China for calling in. Thank you for everybody who listened online. To the person who asked me to play Donna Summers, no, that will never happen. Sorry. Don't forget to check out the highlights from the show at www.weareuntamedtalent.com. If you got any feedback, requests, or you want to pose a topic for discussion on the show, you can email me that at thereal, thereal, the number 4. And the word real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Or just hit me up on Facebook and Instagram because you got me on there, I'm pretty sure. So everybody have a good night. See you in 7 days.
Whoa, whoa. This is so whoa, whoa. Whoa. I know whoa, what you're doing. And downs. Not only that, I've had some standstills and turnarounds, but through it all, love.
and said, oh, I